this year, the Oral Roberts University men's basketball team became only the second 15 seed in the history of the NCAA tournament to make the Sweet 16. They played a challenging schedule, including Arkansas, Oklahoma State, and Wichita State, and five of their opponents played in the NCAA men's tournament this year. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to connect and give and hear the show as a podcast at WWIB.com. Until the upset win over second seed Ohio State in the first round of the tournament this year, ORU had not won a tourney game in 47 years. Paul Mills is the Golden Eagles head coach, and he's back with me from Tulsa. And Paul, you put me on hold a little bit to talk to the school president, and I think it was about a new contract because I just heard you sign a nice contract extension there with ORU. So congratulations on that. It's a pleasure to have you on the program again. You know, your school took a lot of heat during the tournament from national press about the institution's biblical stand. And more than one national reporter said that you guys shouldn't even be allowed in the tourney because of following the Bible. How are you holding up against that national press onslaught?
Yeah, one, I haven't paid attention to it at all. And two, what I've realized over the years is those that criticize the loudest usually love you the least. And you know, when somebody, if they have something to share with you, they usually take you behind closed doors and they share it with you, right? The Matthew 18 principle. And so, you know, what happens over the course of time is you realize that the people that are vocal about criticism love you the least. And why would I ever listen to anybody who doesn't love me or coming from a heart of love? And so from that side, I haven't paid much attention to it, but the reality is I really don't listen to many critics unless you're coming to me behind closed doors.
Sure. Well, I tell you, it was really moving to see you and your staff and your kids gather in a circle of prayer on the court there in Indy after your NCAA tournament games. I mean, what a witness to the world that is.
Well, I've said this before, but I listen to Psalm 118 before every game on my Dwell app about 20 minutes before tip-off. And verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." And God is good whether we win or lose, and we're not going to base his goodness upon whether we win or lose. But to have that opportunity to just give thanks, because they are special moments or moments that you remember, and to have that opportunity to make sure that things are we are doing this the right way in order to honor a God, that we're thankful to have that experience. It's not really much of a thought process.
Yep. Well, Coach, Easter's coming, and I'd like to have you share what the death of Jesus Christ on the cross for you and for me and the victory of that empty tomb means for you.
Yeah, well, I can't give you what I don't have. You know, I can't give you $1 million because I don't have $1 million. So nobody can give you life unless they can actually beat death. And I tell people this all the time. If you'll identify me another person who can actually beat death, I'll believe in them. But there's only one person who's done it. And 180 million people will gather this Easter to celebrate one name. And as much as I admire Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., there aren't two people who gather every Sunday to celebrate him. But Isaiah tells us that God does not share his glory. And there is only one name under heaven and earth which man must be saved. So to get the opportunity to celebrate Jesus, who gives us life, and he's the only one who can give us life because he's the only one who's ever defeated death, to have that opportunity to know what real resurrected life in a glimpse while we're here, to know that penalty is paid, is beyond my comprehension. And so to have that opportunity to celebrate a resurrected Savior day in and day out, but especially on Easter, is one of the true joys of my life. And obviously, I wake up, people ask, Easter is like probably like kids on Christmas. Easter is that holiday for me, and it's not even a holiday. It's a historic event, and I get pretty jazzed about it, not just at Easter, but all year round.
Yes, I can tell you're jazzed about it, and so am I, the risen Savior. Paul Mills, head coach at Oral Roberts, head men's basketball coach, took his team to dance here this year, a Sweet 16 trip here for ORU in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Coach, thanks for taking the time this week. God bless you.
What a privilege. Thank you.